Jill K. Garvey, CPA, CFP, Senior Vice President and Senior Wealth Strategist of Huntington Private Bank, a very important part of our Huntington Economic Outlook. And I note, Jill, you are also a Spartan from MSU, joining Eric Dietz. You got a lot of MSU grads there on the team.
That's right, Paul. We do. Very proud Spartans.
Well, you have lots to be proud of. Tough game last night, losing by 1 point. But, man, oh, man, those free throws, they're unbelievably important. And that was certainly, I mean, it was sad they got to that position, but that point, but still got to make the free throws. Anyway, you provide the leadership and strategic direction in the areas of business succession, estate, and wealth transfer planning. And as I understand it, 2021 was a record year for business owners selling their businesses. Now, do you see that trend continuing in 2022?
Yes, Paul, we do. I mean, the activity, the deal activity was so robust last year, and our forecast into 2022 is absolutely as robust. We continue to see so much activity. And of course, there are many factors for that.
I'm wondering, in fact, what some of the factors support this trend or that conclusion that we've made here with the trend continuing.
Well, absolutely. We see a significant cash on the sidelines. Our client balance sheets, not just in the great state of Michigan, but nationally in all of the markets we serve, our client balance sheets are really, really strong despite the headwinds of the labor market challenges and supply chain and commodity issues. So those factors, coupled with low interest rates and a desire of many of the baby boomers to sell their businesses, whether that's related to lack of a succession plan, or as Eric mentioned earlier, we see a lot of people that have changed their goals and their outlook for their future, so they may be more interested in selling now versus a few years ago.
You know, that's maybe for another time, another story, that how you do help businesses, family businesses, with a succession plan. I only hear about it and hear about sometimes how difficult it is, but how helpful would it be? My goodness, Jill, having you there who have held the hands of other family businesses and helped them get through the trials and tribulations of succession. You've done it. And for most of these family businesses, it's the first time they've approached something like this. And it's a rocky road for many, but you can help them. So maybe another day we'll talk about that. But how are you advising business owners and other individuals who are experiencing the supply chain issues, the liquidity events in this current economic climate?
One of the main things we hear from our clients who are experiencing the liquidity event is this may be the largest amount of cash that they have ever had in their life because most of their wealth was tied up in their business. So they may not be very astute with respect to investing in the markets. So that's where it's so gratifying, Paul, to be able to work with them on not only their short and intermediate term goals and objectives, but really focus on what they want to accomplish long term, so then we can give them the best advice possible. We've seen that the markets have been very volatile as of late, and we expect today to be a very wild Wednesday. So it's very important to sit down with our clients and focus on their financial goals, their non-financial goals, and you just alluded to that. That's a very important conversation as well. So when we can help clients focus on their lifestyle goals versus their legacy goals, how they want to help their family and their friends over the long term. And then, of course, many people with whom we work have charitable goals. So we can help them talk about all of that and then determine the best way to invest their liquidity to meet those goals.
Well, you balance your life with a thought toward philanthropy and charitable goals, serving on the Philanthropy Committee for Leader Dogs for the Blind and the Schoolcraft College Foundation Planned Giving Committee. So you're living that life. And I know that people who have built their business kind of feel invincible, but you built your business. Yes, you did that well. That's your business. But she's in the business, Jill Garvey is in the business at Huntington, of helping you pass all that along. So I know you built the business, and that's fabulous. But this isn't your expertise. It's Jill's expertise. So what are your top financial planning recommendations for the new year?
Well, number one, Paul, I would recommend that given the market volatility, it's great to really check in with your current investment portfolio and make sure that you have that asset mix right. If you've been up at night checking your portfolio every day and can't stomach the volatility, maybe it's time to change that asset mix. So that's number one. Number two, I think it's very important to revisit your estate plan. Do you have a will? Do you have a trust, a durable power of attorney, a patient advocate form? Most of my clients want to control who gets their assets, when, and how. You do not want the state in which you live to control that. So having an estate plan is very important. And then finally, you have to act upon that estate plan. So revisit the titling of your assets and your beneficiary designations to make sure that your assets are getting to the appropriate people. And I would say those are the top three things to focus on.
Well, that's excellent advice and important advice. And I wanted to salute you, too, as the past chair of the Michigan Association of Certified Public Accountants, a financial planning task force, and being such a strong proponent of educating and promoting women to achieve their potential. You, in fact, if I recall, successfully led the Women's Initiative while at another bank. But now you're here with Huntington, and Huntington's glad you are, and so am I. Jill K. Garvey, CPA, CFP, Senior Vice President, Senior Wealth Strategist, Huntington Private Bank. Thanks for being with us, Jill. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR, the Huntington Economic Outlook Show.